Yes, it is indeed me. I am Queen Marie Antoinette. People think it's so easy to play the queen, but they're wrong. Nothing but rules and ceremonial. Apparently, being natural is a crime. Yes, I have had quite an eventful life. My strict mother, Empress Maria Theresa, all the rules and constraints I was already subjected to as a child at home at the imperial court. Then my early marriage to Ludwig. I was only 14 when we were married. All the education I had to endure in my childhood. And what was the point of it all? As a woman, I can have little influence on my husband's affairs of state. And Louis, my husband. He is said to be weak in leadership. But that's no wonder with all the people around him who want to influence my husband. And yes, I had a dissolute life. I don't want to sugarcoat anything here. I just wanted to escape a little from all the fuss at the French court with all its rules and etiquette. I loved balls, fashion, extravagant hairstyles, and of course I like my little private Chateau Le Petit Trianon. Louis gave it to me as a gift in 1774. There I finally have peace from all the favorites here at court, because at Le Petit Trianon I only receive friends and patrons, no matter how offended the members of the court may be. And I loved playing cards. Pharaoh, a really amusing game. Well, I lost a small fortune there too, but what the hell? And then there was that awful visit to the theatre. That was 4 years ago now. When I entered our royal loge and the people in the auditorium could see me, they suddenly started booing me. Oh my God! All that hatred and obvious hostility towards my person. It was so horrible to feel that no one, but really no one in the hall liked me. And all because of this unfortunate collar. I never wanted this really precious and sinfully expensive diamond necklace, although it was offered to me several times. And suddenly it has disappeared and these fraudsters are associating my name with it. I am really innocent and my innocence could also be proven. But what use is all that? People simply thought I was capable of such a fraud. They no longer respect me. No, they despise me, they hate me. That was a really hard blow for me, back then in the theatre, and I have turned a lot of things in my life upside down since then. I've completely changed my lifestyle. All the expensive comforts that I had had before and that I had loved so much, I gave them up since that happened in the theatre. I gave up gambling. I dismissed many of my favourites at Le Petit Trianon Chateau and I also practically stopped attending balls, stopped going to the theatre, and stopped giving receptions since then. I have withdrawn into the circle of my family and now spend a lot of time with my children. I have simply tried to lead a new, quieter life. Lately, however, I often have the impression that this insight of mine is much too late. Life can be so cruel. Of my four children, two are already deceased, but Marie-Thérèse, my daughter, and Louis-Joseph, my little son and heir to the throne, are alive and, thank God, enjoying the best of health. Yesterday these many people, armed with cannons, rifles and other weapons, marched from Paris here to us in Versailles. They spent the whole night in front of our castle. Nevertheless, the night is said to have been relatively peaceful. And it is mainly women who are besieging us here, although I have also heard that around 1500 National Guardsmen have joined them with their leader, General de Lafayette. Lafayette, that freedom hero who fought in America for the insurgents there and thus for democracy and against our archenemy Britain. Thank God we have the Swiss Guard guarding our castle and the additional regiments of guards now securing the forecourt. For God's sake! What was that? Have the insurgents invaded our castle after all? I hear shouting, commotion. What am I going to do now?